Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cale from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And I join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial and streaming at the same address. We're coming in on the Christmas season. I'm happy everyone survived the flood watch from last week. But nonetheless, I have a nice show planned for you today. We'll be hearing from Liam O'Connor, Ye Vagabonds, Planksty, Michael Hayes, Paul Brady, The Wolf Tones, and Adrian, whoever Adrian is. But nonetheless, let's start off today's show with Liam O'Connor with The Wild Geese.
up to the salty brine. I only had the one true love, she swore she would be mine. Now she's gone and left me, and wandered far away. Left me crying here beside the water.
bold and daunted fox that never yet was trapped or caught. Me rent, rates and taxes I was willing for to pay. I made me name in fine good land between Tipperary and Knocklong, where my forefathers lived and died 3,000 years ago. I lived as happy as King Saul and loved me neighbours one and all. Had no animosity for either friend or foe. Then I was of late betrayed by one who was a fool, I know. He told me I should leave the place and show me face no more. The day that he evicted me, it's then I knew that I should flee. Late one night I took his life and left him lying low. He fell victim to a shot, his agency was soon forgot. From that day on they're searching for Farmer Michael Hayes. Soon there was a great lookout, be land and sea, meself to rout. From Dublin Quay to Belfast along the raging sea, be telegraphed they did insert a great reward for my arrest. Me figure size and foreign, me name without mistake. They broke their brogues 1,000 pairs, this great reward for 2 of 10. Still their search was all in vain for Farmer Michael Hayes. They searched Tipperary o'er and o'er, the Carden fields near Galtymore. They then went into Wexford town, but did not long delay. New Ballyhale and Stranmore, they searched the woods as they went on. It's they were hungry, wet and cold, before the break of day. You may roam the world, both far and near, but never such a tale you'll hear of a fox to get away so clear as I did from them hounds. Searched the rocks, the gulfs, the caves, the ships, the liners in the bays, the ferry boats and steamers as they were gone to sea. Around the coast they made a steer from Poolbeg Lighthouse to Cape Clear. Killarney Town and Speechally they then crossed into Clare. When they landed on the shore they searched to rush from tip to toe. Searched the baths at Sweetless Doon, like Wise Mill Town, Malbair. Galway been a place of fame, they thought 'twas there I might remain. Still their search was all in vain for a game from Mallaig Bale. They met along the road. Connemara been remote, they thought 'twas there I might resort. As they were getting weary, they resolved to try Mayo. In Ballaghaderreen they had to rest until the hounds they were refreshed. They then went on to Westport and searched it high and low. Through Castlebar they made a trot when they heard I was in Castle Rock. Still they were deluded where I lodged the night before. In Swinford Town as I lay down I heard a dreadful cry of hounds, which filled me with the notion to retaliate me chase. Being weary from the road I took a drink at 4:30, which filled me heart with strength. The speed of the hounds were getting slow. As the moon began to shine, I thought I'd make a pardon try. Leave the mud to search away for Farmer Michael Hayes. To Dublin town I made me way, then to Cove and America. Now I'm in the land of liberty, I think for all me foes.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill. Wasn't that a nice set? The last song on that set was Michael Hayes, The Pursuit of the Farmer Michael Hayes, by the band Planxty, often voted the most talented and popular band in Ireland. And before that, we heard from Ye Vagabonds. Both Farmer and I like Ye Vagabonds, with The Hare's Lament. And the second tune from Ye Vagabonds was Okogovska, whatever that means. And first up on this set was Liam O'Connor from his album The Loom with the Wild Geese, which refers to the Gaelic aristocracy who fled Ireland after the Williamite Wars, and they were going to lose their property and their titles, and they fled to other Catholic countries like Spain and Austria and even Russia because they had more in common with their Catholic aristocracy friends than they did with the Irish peasants. So off they went. No sadness lost on the Wild Geese. But now we're going to hear from Paul Brady from his album Primitive Dance.
Agus la seachtain in nuas tá tuairiscí chatta sea a chéanta a bhrú bára sin agus wara da tím seo gana gilante agus an sin na bós nat a dra suas bala gila na gishe tí a fiúmi da a dra hén gwan an chumar or gana fecal hax a chéanta
Eat! Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angels did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Arise and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem, be not afraid. For there you'll find this happy morn, a princely baby, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went the babe to find. And as God's angels had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger he was laid, and by his side the Virgin maid. Attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife. There were three wise men from afar, directed by a glorious star. And on they wandered night and day, until they came to where Jesus lay. And when they came unto the spot, they humbly laid down at his feet their gifts of gold and incense sweet.
In my dreams, I know that I can fly, just like the small birds and the free birds. I can fly just like the birds on high, in the freedom of the skies. I can soar across the heavens. How now it seems, like the birds, I'll have no cares or sorrow. In the shadow of my dreams, I, O land, my heart. All the trees are sighing in the breeze. Ireland, I fight for my land. The leaders of young Ireland have been banished o'er the seas. As I wander through this lonely land, my heart is filled with pain, for our people have no freedom, are impoverished and enchained. I see them fight and struggle against the hunger and the stony hearts of men. I, your land, your I, your land, banished to the land beyond the sea. As I gaze upon the beauty of this land, I can see a rich and fertile land. I feel the spirit of the nation. A young maiden weeps upon the harp. I see tumbling towns and towers. in a land that's full of beauty, from the mountains to the seas. But the wife bowed down their heads in sorrow in this valley filled with tears. I, a land, my Ireland, seems to me that all the trees are sighing in the breeze. As I fly across this lonely land, see golden fields of corn. I see a land that's filled with plenty, yet the people starve and mourn. Ireland now is silenced. To the land beyond the waves, now they're gone. Ireland, you're to the land beyond the seas. As I gaze upon the beauty of this land,
a little different song there for the Wolftones from their album Rebels and Heroes, Ireland, My Ireland. And before that, we heard a Christmas tune from Tony Kenny with the Wexford Carol. This is from his album, Christmas Time in Ireland. And first up on that set, we heard from Paul Brady from his album, The Primitive Dance, with a rather raucous version of Eat the Peach. I have two articles prepared for this day in Irish history. I picked two because both of them are interesting. But the first article I'm going to mention today is for yesterday, December 14th, when in this day, on December 14th, 1918, Sinn Féin wins a majority of Irish seats. On the 14th of December, 1918, voting took place in the United Kingdom general election. Of the 707 seats in the House of Commons, 105 went to MPs on the Ireland of Ireland. Sinn Féin, the Independence Party, won 73 of those seats, almost completely obliterating the Irish Parliamentary Party. This was a famous event, is a famous event in Irish history, when Sinn Féin overwhelmed the Irish Parliamentary Party, which had solely represented Irish interests at Westminster up to that point. Of the votes cast, 46.9% were for Sinn Féin, though 25 of its members were elected unopposed. The Irish Unionist Party received 25.3% of the vote, and 22 seats, and the IPP won a mere six seats on 21.7% of the vote. That's the Irish Parliamentary Party. As I mentioned, up to that point, the premier party in Ireland won only six seats in that election. In East Mayo, the IPP leader, John Dillon, had been returned in every election since 1885. His defeat, this was remarkable, to Sinn Féin leader Éamon de Valera, was catastrophic for the party, which would dissolve in 1922, the year that the Irish Free State seceded from the United Kingdom. Sinn Féin's manifesto for the 1918 election drew explicit parallels to the rising of 2 years earlier, in which de Valera had been a commandant. It promised to stand by, quote, the proclamation of the Provisional Government of Easter 1922, 1916, reasserting the inalienable right of the Irish nation to sovereign independence, unquote, and would do so by, quote, withdrawing the Irish representation from the British Parliament, unquote, and by, quote, making use of any and every means available to combat what is described as the, quote, subjection by military force of Ireland by England. It even anticipated the contemplated mutilation of our country by partition, which it blamed on the constitutional nationalism of the Irish Party. The Irish Unionist Party, led by Edward Carson, was unmoved by Sinn Féin promises of, quote, national determination. Speaking at the Ulster Unionist Council in Belfast weeks before the election, Carson asked, quote, self-determination by whom and of what? Self-determination by the south and west of Ireland of the destiny for Ulster? Never, unquote. So we all know how that turned out. But anyway, now we're going to hear from Adrian Crowley. They're all from Monaghan, those Crowleys.
Last night in the throes of a fever, I went back to the old neighborhood. It was all underwater from the flooding of the valley. Last night in the throes of a fever, I went swimming across the man-made lake under the watchful eye of the stars, and I filled my lungs with oxygen. Last night in the throes of fever, I went floating over your house, and I could hear the bells of the sunken chapel ringing from below the waves. And I feel my lungs with oxygen. And I feel my lungs with oxygen. And I feel my lungs with oxygen. Last night in the throes of a fever, I went guided by your porch light, glowing from below me, like a beacon from a sunken ship. Like a beacon from a sunken ship. And I looked up to the stars. And I filled my lungs with oxygen. And I looked up to the stars. And I filled my lungs with oxygen. And went diving down, down. Down, diving down, down.
and I looked up to the stars. And I looked up to the stars.
And I filled my lungs with oxygen.
Last night in the throes of a fever, I went back to the old neighborhood. And I went diving to your house.
It's for her own sake that we've sent her away. Don't come anymore, for you'll never see her again. They've taken away my own true love, and tears wet my pillow like rain from above. She is the only one I love, my rainbow near the willows. The night being stormy and late was the hour, when I dreamed that I stood beneath a dark tower, crying there like a man in despair, where are you, oh my jewel? I rose from my bed and I mounted my steed, and through that quiet town at once I did speed. You are the only one, I cried, my rainbow mid the willows. When she heard these words from her love, she whispered so low from a window above, darling, I'd be in your company, but locks and chains do hinder. Stood for a moment in deepest despair, then I swore that locked room I would enter there, or I would know why she was locked and chained within there. Up stepped her father, stern and wise, likewise two brothers with hate in their eyes. Before you'd enter that locked room, in your life's blood you'd wallow. I broke down the door with my sword in my hand, and I shattered those chains, and at bay I did stand. Blood it was spilt, in rivers it ran, till they could fight no more. I rode from that tower, my love by my side. Over mountain and moor, away we did ride. You are the only one, I cried, my rainbow midlife's willow.
It's Christmas time again in Connemara, where the currents roll across the stormy sea. It's Christmas time again in Connemara, my home back in old Ireland, dear to me. A snowflake's fall tonight in Yukon Valley, and church bells chime to greet this day of joy. Fond memories I still treasure of my childhood, how I'd wish for Santa's coming as a boy. It's Christmas time again in Connemara, where the currents roll across the stormy sea. It's Christmas time again in Connemara, my home back in old Ireland, dear to me. Turkey, the plum pudding and the holly, the children playing with their brand new toys, the singing and the ceilidh in the kitchen, I long now for those simple Irish joys. It's Christmas time again in Connemara, where the currents roll across the stormy sea. It's Christmas time again in Connemara, my home back in old Ireland, dear to me. It's Christmas time again in Connemara, where the currents roll across the stormy sea. It's Christmas time again in Connemara, my home back in old Ireland, dear to me.
It wouldn't be a Christmas show here at the Sunday Sounds of Ireland unless we played Noel Henry, of course, with one of his more well-known songs, Christmas Time in Connemara. And before that, you heard from Andy Irvin, Donal Looney, and Bruce Molsky from their album The Long and the Short of It with the tune Rainbow Mid the Willow. Rainbow Mid the Willow. And first up there in that set, you heard from Adrian Crowley. He has a great voice. He really does. With the song Underwater Song, believe it or not. So the other historical event that I wanted to mention on today's show was from indeed December 15th, 1993, when what was became known as the Downing Street Declaration was issued. On December 15th, 1993, Prime Minister John Major and Taoiseach Albert Reynolds released the Downing Street Declaration, also known as the Joint Declaration on Peace. In it, the two heads of government reaffirmed their commitment to bringing peace to Northern Ireland and normalizing relations between the two countries. Reynolds, who had taken over from Charlie Haughey, was less bullish on Northern Ireland and Irish unity than his predecessor. Both the 1985 Anglo-Irish Agreement and the 1973 Sunningdale Agreement were signed by seemingly more conciliatory
Fine Gael leaders, Dr. Garrett Fitzgerald, and Liam Cosgrove. Reynolds, however, was the first Fianna Fáil leader to make considerable headway on the issue. So the important Downing Street Declaration was issued on this date in 1993, and now we're going to hear from the Pogues.
The canals and the bridges, the embankments and cuts, they blasted and dug with their sweat and their guts. Never drank water but whiskey by pints, and the shanty towns rang with their songs and their fights. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and of all dynamite, burn a ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight. They died in their hundreds with no signs to mark where. Save the brass in the pocket of the entrepreneur. By landslide and rock blast, they got buried so deep that in death, if not life, they'll have peace while they sleep. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and of all dynamite, for the ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Land is still seen and still lies. The way for a commerce where vast fortunes were made. The supply of an empire where the sun never set, which is now deep in darkness, but the royal way's there yet. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and of all dynamite, burn a ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight.
And this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM. Grim Ugget, Ugustahi, Shahugan, Agus Nolik Magwitch.